my loves. Welcome back to the Give Them Lala podcast. We have Easton back.
I was going to say we have everyone. I was going to tease it a little bit. I was going to say we have everyone's favorite guest.
Everyone's favorite episode, Easton, was the one that I had you on.
Yeah.
That's just because I hit you with a 3-iron.
Oh, they liked the story. They liked the stories. No, they said that they liked it because, number one, it was funny, which it was funny.
It was funny.
And number two, it was like Lauren from Utah versus Lala from Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah. And your laugh. They kept saying like Easton's laugh is the best.
Yeah. That's the only thing I got going.
No, you've got a lot going.
No one see the real Lauren.
I think on this podcast, people get to see Lauren.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you?
100%.
Yeah, so I'm excited to have you back, E.
I'd never listen to the ones I'm on because I hate me on them.
You don't? What?
I know.
Oh, you're one of those.
Yeah, I'm one of those.
Where you're like,
do I not need these?
No, you don't need them.
You don't need them. Hear something back?
No, I used to be like, I can't watch myself playing a character like in movies.
Really?
Yes, but I can most certainly watch myself be myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, can't get enough of that.
You can watch. Yes.
Speaking of that, so I went to the Polo Lounge with Stassi, Katie, and Christina Kelly for my birthday.
Okay.
They were talking about imposter syndrome and how they have it. And I was like, what even is imposter syndrome? And they were like, for example, right now, I don't feel like I belong here at the Beverly Hills Hotel. I was like, yeah, no, I don't have that. I was like, I feel like I belong here. I don't feel like everyone else belongs
there's
here. But like,
at.
I belong here. Yep. They're like, I don't feel worth, like, sometimes I don't feel worthy of the things that I get. I was like, oh, I feel worthy and more.
You're like, I don't doubt
more
that.
On top of it.
We don't doubt that. No wonder you don't know what imposter syndrome is.
That's interesting. I don't feel that way either. Like, every time, not that I'm like, you know, drowning in riches over here, but
I don't you need to be drowning in riches or even be like a quote unquote somebody.
Yeah. I just feel like, oh, yeah, I deserve it wherever I am. Or if I like something good happens to me, I'm like, yes.
Right. You pay for the room. Room service should be free. That's just me. No.
I pay for the room. You're responsible for feeding me.
I feel all inclusive.
No. And Christina posted the menu and everyone was like, chicken parm for $56.
Oh, my God.
They're like, I live in New York and we have the best like Italian food and it's not even that much. And I'm like, yes, we most likely are being robbed right now. But it's about the experience. And it's not like I'm eating at Polo Lounge every day.
It is about the experience. That's what everyone says. I've never been there. But did you go? Oh, no, this was your birthday.
No, this was
an after the event.
I just don't have imposter syndrome.
Do you, Easton? I feel like it's a shared, like Kyle gets it all the time, he says.
Really?
No. Yeah. You don't?
No. I just walk in like I like, should be there.
Yeah.
Even if I shouldn't, I confidently walk
confident.
In there.
Maybe that's it. Maybe I have it, but I don't act on it because I know if I walk into a room confident that people will think I'm supposed to be there. So I just kind of like shove it down.
Fake it until you make it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fake it until you make it.
Is loosely defined as doubting your abilities and feelings, like a fraud.
Yeah,
I do not feel fraudulent ever.
Because you're not.
So we're driving over here, and Ethan's like, my head, and I immediately went to where you,
because that's how it came on. I got a little sickness, you guys. It wasn't COVID. I tested like 4 times, but the night of Lala's event, which
at the
you
Brent
should talk
Shapiro
about,
Foundation.
Immediately it was like 0 to 10 headache came on where I literally was squinting my eyes because it was pounding so bad.
And you didn't even text me. Had you texted me and said I gotta go home, I would have grabbed Ocean and she could have.
I know,
chilled through the event.
But I was chilling with Ocean, which I think you guys know by now. She's an angel baby. She cried for 10 minutes out of the few hours I was watching her. And it's because I didn't let her play in the toilet, which I
thank you for that.
In the toilet water. We were like, because she was just like bopping around. She wasn't really sleepy. I was like, are you sure you don't want to go to sleep? And then, so that being said, I had a headache, but there wasn't anything going on where I was like, I have to go now. And then you took Ocean to watch Flo Rida. Is that how you
Flo
say?
Rida, yeah.
Flo Rida.
Wait, go back to the drive over here, though.
So he says his head is doing something, and I immediately was like, what the fuck do you have? Jessica's head was hurting. Well, explain.
I have the weed hangover.
Yes.
The edible hangover better.
Okay, edible hangover. I've I don't think I've ever gotten that. What is that?
I don't know, but I ate it's a Camino. Shout out Camino.
Okay. Shout out Camino and yeah. Loon. You have to try the Loon edibles. They're okay, in our Loon. Office.
Should I be shouting that out if you're?
No, she's not.
I'm not shouting
they
it out.
They have great edibles. That's all I'm saying because they gave us some for free. So I had, Lala didn't take any, but I did. But no, anyway, keep going.
But yeah, I had them and we smoked a joint as mm-hmm. well.
Okay.
Me and my buddy.
Okay.
And that knocked me out. Lauren can tell you. I was sitting outside on the patio watching TV.
Yeah.
And she came out and immediately looked at my buddy and I and was like, you guys are high.
No, last night?
And, oh yes. My God. I didn't even care how I looked. I sunk into that couch.
They became one with the couch.
And
I remember that feeling so well.
And really?
I thought I would sleep so well, but I think I was so
stoned.
High that I was snacking all night.
You were?
So I murdered the nerds. The nerds clusters gone.
Gone.
Three bags gone. No, though.
Wait, you know, Easton's friend Jake is here. Jake, did you feel the same way?
Oh,
no, you should have seen them.
The joint.
Looking in the elevator and goes, you're high.
It was last night.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he goes, it doesn't matter if I'm one puff or 100 puffs. He goes, you can immediately tell if I'm high. And I was like, it's a. I sunk into the couch, and then this morning, I was so pissed off. Finally in REM sleep.
Beep! Oh, the alarm.
Oh, no.
Apartment then, living.
Yeah.
Oh, the alarm, like the apartment.
Yeah, but it was just one. Smoked. It was just one.
And I think Lisa was cooking in Friday.
No one was awake. And Lily was shaking. I had to put her into the bed.
Because of the alarm?
Yeah, she was so freaked out by it. And I was like trying to calm her down, but she was shaking.
Really?
So, yes. It was so sad.
I can almost time it though. I was like, all right, it's coming. And then I put the pillow on and then it would beep and then I could release for a minute.
Weird. I wonder why it went off. Maybe some
batteries probably just need to be replaced.
Unless it was
the shout out to Apartment Living. Just give a call.
But then it stopped.
Yeah.
But Lily wouldn't even get out of the bed for a treat.
That is so strange because it's gone off before and she hasn't acted like that. I wonder if it was like a different alarm or something.
I don't know, but she was tripping. But
my favorite thing is being around friends when I'm not high and they're high. Like watching them like chill and sink into the couch and like stoned.
But
I think
then
just
I started feeling high.
You
did. It was like a placebo or something. I'm looking at them and I was like, suddenly I'm feeling a little weird.
That's why I like it. I think I love it because then I feel chill and I start laughing at them.
Right.
So funny.
So Ethan, are you sweating?
Oh, just thinking about it. Oh, yeah. But no, we'll get it. Yeah, traumatizing.
Oh goodbye. No.
I remember that feeling though.
Really?
I used to have to like brush my teeth and get in the bath before I would smoke or take an edible because I become like
the edible.
What?
I become the edible.
You become the edible.
I see. Like I become one with the couch where I'm like, I can't move.
Isn't you know? The best? It's like the one time I'm finally.
It really is.
And
no,
not
it's super
riddled.
I was never like. Like, I liked smoking weed. Alcohol was obviously my thing, right? Like, smoking weed, it was like, I'll do it.
Yeah.
But if someone was like, you can never have weed again or an edible, I'd be like, that's fine.
Oh, really? You know, arguably, weed is so much better for you. I've heard that. I don't want to, like, make this statement and have people be like, actually, no, it's not. But I'm pretty sure it is. Because
better for you than what?
Alcohol. Sorry, is what
well,
I meant.
Well, of course.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. That's what I was.
Zero
I mean, I personally think weed should be legal in every state. I think it's wild that it's still not.
Well, yeah, you just roll into a dispensary here. By the way, the last time I ever smoked, I'm in my apartment. This was so long ago.
I did like smoking with you. It was way fun.
It's so fun.
So fun.
But I'm in my apartment and I'm like, there's a murderer next to me. And I would like look over and it's like, no one's there.
I thought you were talking to them.
They're hiding somewhere. So I'm looking behind every door, going in to look behind like the shower curtain. I'm like, they're fucking in here. I know it.
That's Dylan Doherty.
Yeah. Roll into my closet.
Shout out Dylan Doherty.
They're not behind the door. I pick up my Christian Louboutin shoe and I was like, they're in there. It's where the fucking killer's hiding.
No.
And everyone I tell this story to, they're like, that was laced with something.
I was just
I got it from a dispensary. What's it gonna be laced with?
It's one of those strands that makes you paranoid, which has happened to me. But it's like there was a I smoked like I don't even know like white rhino once. Have you guys ever heard of that?
No.
It was
no.
like paranoid as fuck. Like someone's following me, and it's the only time I ever smoked that I was like paranoid. So I think that's what happened to you.
And then when I discover that the killer's in the Christian Louboutin shoe, and I look at the clock and I'm like, wow, my mind did a lot of shit in 1 minute.
That is your...
You know? And then you wake up the next day and it's like, you thought there was an actual human being who was a murderer living in a shoe. I think we're done here. I don't think I need to do this again.
That was the last time you smoked?
That was the last time I smoked.
How many years ago was that?
Might have been mine too, I think.
That was...
Really?
If I had that happen to me, I don't know.
That would have been your last time smoking?
Oh, you don't smoke weed? You just take edibles?
No, I smoke weed.
Oh, you just smoked a joint.
I smoke weed. But no, if I had that experiment, if I had that experience happen to me, I wouldn't smoke. But Dylan,
I feel like that was just shortly before I got completely sober.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I stopped smoking weed before I stopped drinking.
So wait, you smoke with friends that get paranoid? Your friend Dylan, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Really?
He has to walk around the room for a good while.
And he just keeps smoking? Because that
no,
I didn't
he doesn't
like.
Smoke
I
with anyone
like that
anymore.
Feeling. Oh, He'll he
just,
doesn't?
He just smokes by himself in bed. Just to
Can I tell you, though?
That's a sleepy.
I relate to that.
Which, yeah.
Really?
So, when I would smoke with people,
yeah,
it was like, they're all going to kill me.
Really?
And that's yes. What, and he got anxiety. And he, like, when I smoke, like, I'm finally, like, zenned out where I can, like, talk to people. And he gets so high, and I think you're in that boat, Law. He thinks everybody's just looking at him judging him. And
really?
He's like, yeah. And so he won't smoke with anybody. He has like a gram cart.
Yeah.
And he's had it for 7 months.
Okay.
He hits it once a night, a half a hit, just to go to bed. Because shout out weed instead of pills for sleep. I agree on that.
Yes.
So he does that to go to bed. If he got too high by himself, he had to call me. And I walked him through the night, and he was walking around for 45 minutes.
Really?
And he called me, and he was just like, are you all right, bro? I was like, yeah, are you? Are you all right? But he was good.
No, when I was in Canada with James for an appearance, we smoked. Mm-hmm. I go back to I was so paranoid that I was like, I have to get back to the room. And then it fucked with me that I was in Canada. You know, I'm like, where the fuck am I? And I remember, like, he had to come to my room and he had to talk me through why we were there. And I was like, okay, so someone's not holding me captive here, right? And he was like, no, Ma, no one's holding you captive. Like, you're not going to live here forever. God. This is just a hotel room. And I was like, okay, there's a lobby. Right.
Oh,
there's a
God.
Lobby. Like, it's a hotel.
Yeah.
He ends up leaving. I'm triggered. I open. It was the first time I ever traveled with my Tumi suitcase.
Okay.
I open it up and I just start sobbing because everything was so perfectly placed. It was like, oh my gosh, organization. It's like, this is a miracle from God. You know, like everything had its place because I was like, I'm so fucked up right now.
That is hilarious. That
like all I need is just organization. I just want to know where my toothbrush is, my PJs, and I need to get in the bed.
Oh yeah, no. Sometimes the OCD kicks in and sometimes I have pictures that are perfect for like anxiety. And sometimes I'll go and look at them, and it's like a perfect photo of like a golf ball going through a roll of tape, or then something perfect sliding and something, and I'm like, oh, this is good stuff.
And that makes you feel calm.
Oh yeah, that'll ease me back. Oh my
god, like talking about all of this is like
doing it.
Talking about this is like
I'll send you the
perfect way for me to go, you know what, I'm really thankful for my sobriety.
Right.
I don't want to feel any of that.
Oh no, I only feel that not on pot.
This is so fascinating to me, but I don't think I've ever experienced friends with like these types of like things, like the crying at the organization or the having to look at like a never. Oh. I love it. Speaking of sobriety,
the weed turned on me some point. Because back in the day when I was living with my best friend, we would literally wake up and pop an edible and it was like, yes, bitch. Laugh, laugh, laugh. Like my face would hurt.
See,
and then there was a turning point.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold. And that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now. So get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code LALA at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/LALA and use code LALA at checkout for 25% off. Here's what I love about doing a podcast. It doesn't really require any glam, like at all. I can podcast in comfort, and for me, that means wearing my new favorite, super soft Quince cashmere tee. Thanks to Quince, I've got a lineup of timeless, comfortable pieces that keep me looking so chic summer after summer. Quince has premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at $30. You can find silk tops, 14-karat jewelry, and so much more. And this is my favorite part. All Quince items are 50 to 80% less than many similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes all of those savings on to us. And don't get me started on their towels. I have the Quince waffle towels at the Palm Springs house. I have them in white and they are so soft. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lala for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lala to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Lala.
Shout out to Bridie.
Shout out to Bridie and talk about this weekend, because I feel like a lot of us saw a ton of photos and videos of you in your pretty dress, and your brother was here for it.
I want to say congratulations as well.
Yes.
Thank you,
yes,
Easty. I won an award for my sobriety. I was honored. Yes, my sobriety was honored at the 2022 Brent Shapiro Foundation charity event, which, like, no one could have told me that I would be accepting an award, like, back in my drinking days. Like, hey, by the way, in 2018, you're going to get sober, and, like, 2022, you'll be honored for your sobriety. I would have been fucked up being like, you're out of your goddamn mind.
Perfect.
Like, this ain't happening. Vodka, soda, and me are real thick. All right? This bitch has had my back for a long time.
Right.
No, it was amazing. I can't even tell you what I said in my speech. I remember when Bob Shapiro and Linnell Shapiro asked me if they could honor me. And I was like, yes, I'm honored that I'm being honored.
Yeah.
But I told him, I was like, I'm going to start working on my speech. And he was like, I don't want you to work on a speech. I want you to speak from the heart. And I was like, okay, that takes a lot of pressure off of me. But once I got up on the stage on Saturday, I looked out there and I was like, because sobriety, I'm like extremely passionate about. So when I talk about it, all I really want to do is like sob. And I'm used to speaking in AA meetings, which is great. But this was like more about, you know, these kids in their most formative and impressionable years, staying sober junior high through high school. And if they do that, and by the way, they're drug tested randomly with their parents' consent. It's a program. And if they do that, they get scholarships. I mean, there were kids that were going to UCLA.
Yeah.
UC Berkeley.
Yes. Like
huge scholarships.
Huge scholarships. Yeah. I have chills. And so I wanted to redirect the focus, you know, because it's like, even though my sobriety is being honored, like, let's remember why we're here. And I think they raised quite a bit of money. I mean, I got two floor seat tickets to a Clippers basketball game. Yeah. I know. I was like, that sounds fun for me.
Oh, my
Lisa
God.
Vanderpump goes, you don't need to buy those. And Lauren goes, to see fine men run around on a basketball court, I will pay anything.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I did say that.
Yes, and for a good cause, done.
And for a good cause, like, done. Yeah. And then they brought out this photograph. Mm-hmm. There were 10 photographs. This was the last one.
And for the auction. For the auction.
Well, right. this photographer did a series of 10.
Okay.
Nine had already sold.
Yeah, okay. This was the last one.
This was the last one for purchase, and it's a freaking giant lion. Okay?
Stop.
Just the lion.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, did you get it?
Yeah.
I got it.
Oh, sorry. I ruined, like, the big punchline, which was you got it. Were there people, like, do they, because I wasn't out there. Were they bidding against each other? Was it like?
We had lightsabers.
That's how we were bidding. They were like, put your lightsaber up. And I was like, what? Because you don't have the lion tattoo on my arm. I got it. So those are the
are
two
you hanging
things.
It office or house?
Definitely house.
House. Okay.
The house.
Oh, it's big? It's big.
It's big.
Yeah, it's big.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited for you. I can't wait to see it.
So, yeah,
but
no, I think.
There was a lot of things that they.
That they auctioned off.
Yeah.
I mean, these stunning earrings went, their worth was like $30,000. They went for $70,000.
Yeah.
They raised a lot of money. 100% of the money raised goes to these kids being able to go to school.
Right.
Or like it's a scholarship program.
Yeah.
You are incentivized. If you stay sober, this is what you could get. And that was my favorite part about my speech, literally the only part I remember. I completely just like zoned out. I don't know what I said. I don't know how I opened my like, thank you so much. The only part I remember is telling the kids I was proud of them. And they were like putting their little heart hands up in the air. I was like, this is a moment that I will cherish forever.
I feel like you getting the award, though, if you would have been reading from something that you put up, it wouldn't have felt from the heart. So I feel like you doing it the way you did was the right way to do it, and you did an unreal. I know you'll never see it or watch it again.
Or watch
but
it. Because he's in video the whole day.
Shout out Lisa.
Wait, what do you mean, Lisa? What did mom do?
I don't know. She acts like there's not 1,000 cameras around.
Yeah.
Hey, and we're at a great angle, but not the angle you want. Easton, will you film it when she gets up? So now I'm filming, trying not to shake, trying to watch you, crying because it's good. And now Lisa, I just look back because I have to, and she's just smiling. And I'm like, fucking film it. Sorry, Lisa.
That's so funny to me.
I'll do it for you, Lisa, but I'm not doing it anymore. She's got it. How many angles do we
there
have?
There are a lot of video. I've seen almost, not almost a whole speech, but I've seen a ton of clips. And none of them were from Easton's video.
I'll tell you that. Thank you, Jess. Thank you.
Oh, no.
Do you want
me to submit? I can't watch yet. It's too fresh.
It was great. I did see the first thing because then I got a little nervous because I was emailing people back and forth and they were like, I was like, Lala's going to do it from the heart. And they were like, great. And then one of the first things you said when you got up, you were like, Bob, now I'm kind of upset that you told me to do it from the heart. Or you said something like that. And I was like, oh, shit. Did she like mess up or something? But it was amazing.
No, that was my opening.
Yeah.
Did
you cry? Did you get emotional?
I tried not to.
Okay.
But yes.
Okay.
I mean, the beginning of the event, I was sobbing. They were showing videos of these kids talking about the family that they grew up in and their dad being addicted to drugs and alcohol.
Oh,
and this girl saying, you know, there came a point where we had to call the police on him. And she said, due to that experience, like, I never want anyone to experience that. And I want to stay sober.
Wow.
So I have chills.
I do too.
Yeah.
I was crying.
I was sobbing.
That's
even now,
incredible.
It's just like how crazy one experience for her has changed her whole life.
Yeah.
What an incredible organization.
It's beyond.
Yeah.
And I think her name's Pia Toscano. She performed.
She's a singer?
She's a singer.
Okay.
Phenomenal singer. She, her voice was insane. But she said to the Shapiros, you turned pain into purpose. And that's the perfect way to put it.
Yeah.
You know, the Shapiros lost their son. And then to say we're going to make a difference now.
Yeah. That's incredible. And then Ashley, who you guys heard on a episode
Yep.
Ashley Peterson introduced Lala.
Yeah, she did.
Did her intro. She did a little speech and kind of like talked about your story, right? Mm-hmm. I only know because I got to read it beforehand and I was like crying. I was like, this is so beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. That's my angel.
Yeah.
She's the one that introduced me to my sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you look back, it feels like a million years ago. And like I said, I'm approaching 4 years, but in my program, it's one day at a time.
Right.
Until you reach 4 years, you ain't 4 years. But I'm 3 years, 11 months, I believe.
Yeah.
It's October.
Or
October
3 years, 10 months, and yeah. some change. Yeah. October 22nd. Yep. But I'm going to make 4 years.
That's
you
huge.
You can easily make 4 years.
Of course.
That's so, yeah, that's great. I heard it was amazing. Flo Rida performed, right? Yeah. Or no?
No,
yes,
he did.
Yes, he did.
How and was
I,
it?
It was good. I mean, it was really good. I really liked the fact that he also like made point of all of the kids that were there. Like he
they got scholarships.
Yeah, all the scholar kids. He like they were kind of in a bunch and he made like the effort to literally stand right there. He was grabbing their hands while they were filming. So I like that. Just it was good. It was.
I love that. And did Ocean dance or was it a little too loud for her?
So I'm almost glad that I was like, I got to get her to bed.
Yeah.
Flo Rida was still like trying to get on stage.
Okay.
It was so loud. Yeah. It definitely would not have been.
For
I was thinking it was going to be like a little, you know, like, Flo Rida of course is going to be buck wild. So.
Yeah.
We didn't stay. She would have needed something over her ears.
Yeah.
No, she would have, had she had like the earmuffs, I would have stayed.
You yeah.
But damn, that kid can hang. I mean, it was like 11 o'clock. I'm like, why are you awake?
Right. So I hung out with Ocean in the hotel room and I thought for sure, I'm like, oh, she's going to get a little sleepy. And she's such an angel. I was laying in bed with her and I was like, okay, I turned off the TV, like anything that could be like bright, turn off the TV, just had a small light on. And I was laying there and I was like pretending to sleep. I'm like, okay. And she was good laying next to me like on the pillow. And I was like, okay, we're going to go to sleep. We're going to go to sleep now. And I was like pretending to sleep. And then I open my eyes and turn and she's right here in my face, right next to my face, eyes wide open. And she goes, hi. And I was like, hi, baby. Just like this, right here. And I could like barely see her face, but her big eyes illuminated. And they're like, we got to get up. Like, you're not going to sleep. So we just like played with my phone and walked around.
And she is so stinking cute. And in the morning, she does this thing.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, like, I'm not ready to wake up. Oh, so I'll put her in the bed with me.
Yeah.
And I have to cover my head because sometimes she likes to pull my hair out of my head. So I put the blanket over so I don't lose hair that I can't afford to lose. She'll rip the covers off and just kiss my temple over and over again.
Sweet.
And then I'm like, okay.
It's time to get up.
We're up and at 'em. So it was a fantastic weekend.
I have been very transparent with you guys about my hair struggles between the pregnancy hormones and bleaching it all the time. I have been having some serious hair issues. And now with baby number 2 on the way, I'm already being proactive about my hair thanks to Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number 1 dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And I am definitely one of those people. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the root causes of thinning, which are stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism. You can take the Nutrafol Hair Wellness Quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Because I know we are all different and we're on different hair journeys. Nutrafol makes building a hair growth routine super easy. Purchase online, no prescription required. You get free shipping and automatic deliveries so that you never miss a day. And you'll see results in 3 to 6 months. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Give Them Lala listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code Lala. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com. Spelled NutrafoL.com. Promo code Lala. That's Nutrafol.com. Promo code Lala.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Bleav Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
So we have this little game that we played on tour. It's okay. Called How Well Do You Know Lala Kent? So I thought we could play with Easton and see how well he knows his sister, because the Lala's people on tour knew a lot of these.
Oh, no.
So we have to see. There are some that
how
you'll
well
just
know
guess.
How well I know Lala Kent, or how well I know Lauren?
Lauren. Well, it's, with this, it's Lala the same. Kent? This is okay. More like Lauren from Birmingham question. Or from...
Lauren Birmingham from Utah.
Yes. Questions. Okay. So first one. Lala's current drink of choice.
Perrier.
Oh.
Wow. Oh.
He got it.
Johnny. Fun fact, if there's not Perrier in the fridge, that is enough to make me spiral.
I'm not kidding you. Me and Lisa have, because Lisa will take one, like you're in bed and there's only two.
Yeah.
And mom will go through and she'll look and she'll be like, there are no more Perrier. And I go, all right, we'll get up in the morning and get it. Easton, we and I go, all right, I'll get up. And I go, just what? Do we need milk at this point? Like, I'm not just going for Perrier, but all right.
Wait,
but
this
I
is...
go up in the morning, but yeah, no, mom even, mom's we've been all trying... about you getting your Perrier.
We've been trying to figure out the perfect Amazon schedule for the Perrier monthly or whatever delivery.
Yeah.
At first, it was too much because we had ordered like, I don't know,
it was like 400 cans
a month.
That's what you were ordering?
No, it was not really. But
are
it
we
was
not at the good? Because Lisa and I were like, oh, we
no,
found it.
No, now we're
it.
At the perfect.
Okay, good, good, good.
Now we're at the perfect. It's like there's 16 in the fridge.
Yes.
And the new shipment is
comes in
on its way.
Because I'm telling you, at night when I look at my bedside table, it's like this could be a problem. My bedside table is covered.
In Perrier.
Yes, in empty Perrier cans, yeah. Because all I do is get in the bed and just crack Perriers.
Yeah. It's a good habit, though. It's water.
I was about to say, I wouldn't be too mad at it.
And it's the only sparkling water that I found that I love.
Do they have a Perrier machine?
Oh, that would be a cool gift.
And also, it would be. That's something we should look into, because we could also
we
save
should
some
look
cans.
Into that. Yeah.
Yeah.
We should have them build a Perrier machine.
Like
into
in
yeah,
well when I office
because like I'm a fountain one. That
well,
you
I'm
could...
starting to look at houses. So when I find one that I like, I'm gonna have someone come and install a Perrier machine.
It's like who has the oh, that's on Hacks. Because I was, did you ever watch
the
Hacks?
Diet Coke?
The Diet Coke or the Coke fountain drink.
Well, that's what I'll have. I'll have Diet Coke, and because when I want to get real buck wild, I have a Diet Coke.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that what gets you your energy?
Like Katie the other night when we were at the Brent Shapiro Foundation event. I ordered a Diet Coke. She was like, oh, she's going in.
Is that what you were drinking on your birthday?
Yeah.
Or you were dancing on?
Buck Wyatt.
Did you get on a table?
On your
no.
Birthday?
I didn't get on a table.
I thought I saw you on one on Logan's Instagram. But
no.
Maybe just on the dance floor.
My table dancing days are over.
For now.
That's two
for
or
now.
Three Cokes.
I always worry about falling.
Yeah.
You
maybe
know?
If you had, I heard early 40s, you could starts to get a little crazy again, just like with fun. So maybe you'll get back on a table then.
Oh, gosh.
I work with some 40-year-olds.
Really?
They're going out.
They're going out.
Yeah, they have 40
more fun
to than
60 me. Is supposed to be peak time of your life.
Well, have you seen Housewives? I mean, never looked better.
Right.
Sexy.
Right?
I mean, just living their best life.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm welcoming that stage of life.
Okay, next question.
Just trying to avoid it.
Lala's current favorite item of clothing.
Sweats.
Close.
What do I besides
she wears
sweats,
it almost every
wear?
Day.
I don't know.
Oh, my your, people know me. It's my
comfy.
Bathrobe.
Oh, your
her
bathrobe?
Gray robe.
Oh, well, I mean, I thought we were talking about when she's like ready. That's I see her at in the house.
But sweatpants are under the bathrobe. My go-to outfit is sweatpants, my nursing bra, even though I'm not nursing. I literally have it on right now. They're so comfortable.
Yeah.
They're beyond comfortable. Yeah. Amazon. Bomb. And my bathrobe.
Yeah.
I did. I mean, okay.
Basically, I found. Also, I'm always.
Now?
I know a for lot of people on tour said sweatpants.
See?
A lot of people.
Because I would see. I would assume that's more lingerie. Yeah. No?
Maybe.
Oh, a bathrobe is lingerie? Damn. Well, I get wild. Sure, let's go with that.
Let's go with that.
Now when dudes are like, are you into lingerie? I'm going to be like, yes.
Yes.
Is it sexy?
Let me take it.
By the way, I sometimes wear less clothing out of the house.
Yeah.
It's like, babe, you're going to get more of a show with me out and about. Once we get home, it's going to get rough. Okay. Because I find the ugliest thing I can possibly find because the uglier, the cozier. We all know that, right?
Yeah. 100%.
Kind of guy,
the
huh?
uglier the sweatpant, the more comfortable it is.
I agree. Because it's worn and like comfy cozy. I
totally.
Like okay, Lala's favorite musical artist.
If you don't get this.
Oh, close.
Very close. Easton.
Oh, Tupac.
Yeah. Literally, he know. Do you true. Know nothing? He knows okay. nothing.
I really do know nothing.
What was Lala's first Give Them Lala Beauty item that she ever released?
Oh, you better know this.
This was her lips.
Right? Oh, that good.
Yeah,
yes.
I do know
yes.
that. I don't know what line.
No
know
lips.
What,
it was lip glosses.
James was the first. Yeah. Wasn't that one of the
that
first?
That was one
colors?
Of the first. Yeah. Yes,
that's so good. I think that was one of the questions. So there you go. What is Lala's mom's name?
Elise.
Oh, so close.
Her real name is Elise.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, her real name.
It's because they're like from the South, you know?
Yeah.
So like everyone has the same name. Like there's like 14 people who are all Elise.
Lisa's real name's Elise.
Is Elise.
Yes. I think that's so chic.
Isn't
I love
name
Lisa.
Elise?
But... Yes. Yeah. Lauren Elise Birmingham.
Speaking of that, the next question is what's Ocean's middle name?
Well,
it's hard because we call her this first and last name. That's what I call
it. Kent.
Yes,
that's right.
That's well, okay. Okay, so there you go.
The last name too.
I call her Ocean Kent. Like that's her. She's Ocean Kent.
Yeah. She is Ocean Kent.
Two more. If Lala chose to stay in one place / spot for the rest of her life, where would that be?
Fuck. L.A. No.
I know it's hard.
Where am I always?
Where can you find her?
In
if
her
she's
bed?
Not working,
that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah. See, okay,
in
yeah,
her bed.
No, yeah. She's always just in her damn bed.
Because I live in my bed. I love the bed so much, and I'm really into cozy. So, like, my bed is 5-star.
Yeah.
But if you guys you haven't watched the Easton Jake, I highly doubt you have to. Because you're just a smart person. The Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip season 2.
Okay.
Where Dorinda's like,
that.
Did you? No, you didn't.
That was
good. Oh.
I was like, this is, why haven't
this
we talked
amazing.
About it? When Dorinda freaks out about food in the bedroom, I'm like, I'm like, mom, she would not allow us at Bluestone Manor because
really?
My favorite thing to do is like get in the bed, lay the towel down, put the charcuterie board, the chips, all the snacks in the world.
Really?
We're eating in the bed. Usually not Game of Thrones because it gets a little gory. I lose my appetite. But my appetite comes in like full force.
Really?
At about midnight.
You do. Like Lala says she gets up sometimes to eat. Like you wake up to eat sometimes, don't you?
I wake up and I'm like, there's not enough food in the world that I could shove into my mouth.
Oh, is that you too?
Yeah, we ran into each other one night.
In the...
And then we every day, every ran morning, we would other. Just show each other what we got for our snacks. You
We're disgusting.
Do Skittles? All right. Do Skittles stain?
Do Skittles stain? I think if they're wet, the dye will stain.
Where did
the
you
bed.
Spill them?
Oh, no.
My bed?
Nothing. Well, eh.
Easton.
All right. So let
it
me
comes
tell
out.
You.
Okay, let's
I like to snack in bed as well.
Okay.
I woke up and I felt something sticky on my leg.
We're and, disgusting.
And it was a Skittle smashed and it was stuck into my knee on my leg hair. And it also may have stained the sheets just a bit. Do I care? No.
It's the only the red
Lauren gonna, maybe.
I care. No, and I eat
what
on
color?
My side.
Purple.
So
it
I don't
go,
choke.
It'll be all right.
Easton.
You eat on your side so you don't choke.
Yeah.
So you don't fall asleep. Oh my God, that's so
because sometimes
funny.
I'll keep my eyes closed and eat.
You guys?
I sometimes, yeah.
We're so repulsive.
No, we're gross,
I can't
human
even.
Beings.
I know.
I need disgusting. To fix it. What should I? Is there something that we can do not to do that?
Yeah, we just don't get out of the bed.
No,
well,
you,
no, I'm hungry.
You eat more during the day, you guys. It's because your body is hungry.
I don't eat it.
You don't eat enough.
I don't
during
have
the
an
day.
Appetite during the day.
Neither. I'll dry heave if I eat shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
it's
how a lot of
like I feel stressed during the day. Like my mind is like all the things I got to get done. So when I get into the bed, it's like
I'm zen.
I'm zen. Yeah, appetite's like let's eat. Bitch.
I could eat like steak and asparagus and shit
at night.
I could eat everything. Anything and everything.
I'll eat it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or maybe eat more for dinner? I don't know. It's the reason you're waking up and your body's like, I need stuff now is because you need calories.
And it's usually peanut butter and jelly that I can't get my mind off of.
Really?
Do you want to know what's so fucking gross?
What?
Sometimes I'll just get like peanut butter in a spoon and just...
And eat it?
Oh, yeah.
You know what, though?
Yeah.
I've heard that you're supposed to do that because
good,
peanut butter fills you up.
Mm-hmm,
have you woken up with peanut butter mouth?
Peanut butter mouth.
Yeah, you literally have to shower it out.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So sticky?
It's not great. I'm repulsive. I really am.
I don't think it's repulsive at all. I think it's fascinating.
No, because after I eat, I wake up and I use the mouthwash.
By your bed?
You do?
No, like I'll, because I have to, because I've finished 27 cans of Perrier before bed as well, so I'm waking up at least six times in the night.
Oh, see, I like brush my teeth and then I just end up eating throughout the night and then I'm like, all right, brushing my
teeth.
So
you don't wear a retainer at night. I wear a retainer.
No, I do.
Oh.
You eat with your retainer in?
Depending if I'm eating that much that night.
You're disgusting.
No.
Now
let me put it
this is
way.
Where we go into full
this
judgment.
Is, let me put it this
way. At
least
I take mine out.
I do too. I won't wear it that night. But when I see like this is where if I'm eating cashews or almonds and I feel it go in the middle of my tooth, I now know the retainer is in that next night and I cannot eat.
I do that too.
See?
I do that too.
I won't wear it every
100%.
Night. But if I have to start wearing it, I'll wear it one full night and I will go hungry.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Because then you know your teeth have moved.
Have
like
moved.
If
yep.
I
feel
say
it.
Do I have something in my teeth and it's always right next to like the middle one? So like middle and then to the right.
Yeah.
And if someone says yes, I'm like, the retainer. Is going tonight.
Now I know. I don't need to wear it every night.
Yes. But when?
Well, once, twice a week.
Okay.
But
and
every
you
other
have the
night,
classic metal retainer, not the.
I have both.
The Invisalign type.
Yeah. I have like the one that like goes into the whole arch of your mouth.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like the right. Like the OG retainer.
That's the OG retainer. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I got the permanent on the bottom, so I got to floss that every other night.
I removed
night,
so. That. Yeah.
You removed yours?
Yeah. I was like, get this out
the
of my
bottom
mouth.
One?
Uh-huh.
Really? So now you don't have anything on the bottom?
No, because
nothing's
they removed
moved?
It and then put, gave me like the Invisalign type of retainer. Yeah.
Maybe I need to do that.
I hated that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the worst.
I just don't
disgusting.
See how you guys aren't exhausted, because if I even have to wake up in the middle of the night to go pee, I'm like... Eyes closed, like feeling my
that's
way
through.
That's
what I do.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh,
so you're
yeah.
still tired. You're just, you
no, I'm
have to eat.
I'm exhausted. By the time I get back to the bed, I literally fall into it.
That is so interesting.
I just
and
it
I
up.
And I pee you know? Where I bend
do
down and put my elbows on my knees.
I'll be up in a couple
you
hours.
Do?
Get it then.
Yeah.
I keep my eyes closed because I know if I open them up, I'm done for.
Yeah, you can't, it's like stay in the REM cycle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So interesting.
Isn't it weird?
Who's horny after all that talk about food and bed?
No, I know. That's why I'm like, I'm okay without a partner.
I know. That's why it would have been very easy to go sex-free 2022. Three?
You
which,
did
by the
you,
way,
no,
how did
I
that
did not,
go?
I did not go well.
I thought it had gone well because on the last
wait,
episode.
Wait, why is Jake laughing?
Jake's laughing. How long did it go? Wait, hold on.
2 weeks into
wait.
2022.
Hold on.
We need a mic. Experience.
This guy is the horniest. This guy is the horniest person I've ever met. We go on a road trip. Can I just like flashback to this road trip that we came and saw you?
Yep.
Right? So
yep.
November. We're on the road with this guy for 10 days in a row, right? It's our friend Landon and I. He wakes up and goes, God, I'm horny. And I'm like, you just woke up. 30 minutes later, he has a snack. Oh, I'm so horny. What kind of terminology can I use on this? Like,
you can use whatever you want.
Oh, he's like, oh, I would just love to just jerk off right now. He's like, let's pull over. I'm like, what in the world, dude? And it's like day one. This happened for 9 days in a row. And it's like, and then.
Just get out of here.
So 2 weeks into 2022, he goes, hey, I'm going to do fuck free 2022. Yeah. And I'm like, coming from you, I'm like, there's not like every other sentence is like, I'm horny. I can't wait to go home and get pleasure myself. And he goes, it's so much better. I'm like, what?
Wait, better than what? Better than sex?
Yeah.
Wait, because why?
You don't feel as well. Depends on. Yeah.
What's your shit?
Yeah.
Oh, like you have respect for women and you're like, I just don't want to do that
like
to
I
you.
I just don't want
to
use you and your body.
Yeah.
That's
so I'm just
going to
go home and like yap out something and just watch Seinfeld.
And then go right back in and eat some Skittles.
So wait, I need to know that.
But that doesn't, fuck free mean that you don't
masturbate?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm not on a fucking mission.
That's some people. No, fuck free to like a lot of people is
you
just
don't sleep
not
with
having,
someone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So did you stay?
Masturbate? I had a fucking.
I didn't think too much about it.
Right now. Yeah, I think.
So when you were on the podcast last, I think, was January when you said, I'm staying celibate. How long did you stay celibate? We're dying to know.
I feel like Jake might know.
Jake,
do
you know?
Oh, 2 weeks.
Jake said 2 weeks.
No.
Easton.
Was it 2 weeks?
He didn't get to February. That's for damn sure.
He didn't make it to February.
I took my car home from a party.
Wow.
Oh.
And I had to Uber to your house.
The last. Did you take a girl home?
Yes. I didn't do well.
By the way, can I just tell you? Because we got the furniture for Lisa's room.
Okay.
Which one?
Downstairs. Her bedroom.
Oh, she's going to sleep in there now?
Yes.
That's why we got the furniture and she has yet to sleep in there.
Oh.
Well, last
because
night,
I miss
I know,
her.
I was just about to say, I go, we're hanging out with Lauren because we're like, we're high as could be.
Yeah.
But we're like, all right, we leave tomorrow. We want to hang out. She goes, oh my gosh, it's 10:30. Time for bed.
Your mom said that?
No,
I did. And Issa goes, then go to bed. And I was like, not without my mom.
Right? And she goes, you're a loser going to bed. I go, I'm tired. I go, didn't you say you're going to bed? She goes, well, I don't want to go alone.
I don't.
She goes, I want Lisa. So
even at the
down.
Even at the old house, we would give whatever his name is the boot. And it was like, Lisa's in this bed. Because we sit there, we gossip, we watch our show.
You slept in my room until you were in ninth grade.
That is actually not true.
Okay.
Easton, that's a 14. No. I got my bedroom set.
You were
I remember
you were at least you were in eighth grade. It had to be
Easton,
I'll never forget because you would wake me up.
Easton,
because
I got the new in. I got the new bedroom set.
And still
in the set and the at the end of sixth grade in the new room, and that was the incentive was dad was like, you can't be scared.
Okay.
If we're turning this playroom into your bedroom, you can't be scared. You
we're
have to sleep in
the
here.
The whole house for you. The only
but
fun
you
zone.
You slept with Easton or you slept? Because previously you were like, I slept with my
parents. I slept with my parents.
Okay.
Because I was terrified.
Yeah.
Because in elementary school, my friends liked watching scary movies and then I wouldn't be able to shake the scary movie off for years.
Yeah.
Like when I saw Texas Chainsaw Massacre, that fucked a bitch up.
Yeah.
Leatherface was living in the closet. All right.
Some kids aren't made for scary movies at a young age.
No, I'm not like made it. For them even now, right now. I'm
yeah,
not.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah, I don't like
my
it.
Parents punted me to Easton's room and I slept
her
in
to
there.
Her home room, but she just trickled
Easton,
into
it was
mine.
Not the eighth grade because I remember
all
boys
right.
were scaling the wall to get into my bedroom in the eighth grade. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I won't say names.
Would
yeah,
they climb up and sneak into your bedroom window?
We had like.
Little hobag.
Yeah, so I had this like balcony.
Yeah.
That was at the front of the house and there were these like key things.
Okay.
Like
it was like
pop out.
It was pop out squares.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pop out squares, you know?
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
Like, the boys would climb them and then get onto my balcony and knock on the door.
That is
so I know that I was in that room because it started happening in junior high, which is like seventh
grade. That's romantic.
Grade.
That's some Romeo and Juliet shit.
My parents were really cool.
I was gonna say, would
they
even
care?
Why did they
come to the front door?
Yeah,
I think they liked the smell.
Yeah, I was.
But there was a point in time where my mom called a meeting and was like, "If you want to come over late at night, come through the front door."
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because God forbid you fall,
right?
You're gonna die or be paralyzed.
She goes, if you break a wrist, if you do anything, that is on us.
Yep, that is liability.
True. That is true.
Yes.
Oh, that's so. Did you ever have sex in that bedroom?
Oh yeah, with my high school boyfriend.
Stop.
Yeah, there was a time that my dad went into my mom and said that he heard us. And I was like, Mom, I'm not having sex.
And he then walked finally, in on me down in the basement.
Ew, gross.
And he texts me and he goes, "It better not be. You better not be doing what it looks like you're doing."
I would have been slaughtered. You guys are so. That's so great. That's
is
so
it though? I don't know.
No, I think it is because.
Well, can I tell you? My dad was upset about it because he thought that he heard me, which he did. And my mom said to him, "Kent, if they want to have sex, they're going to do it, whether it's happening in this house or happening at someone else's, happening in a car. They're going to have sex."
That's true.
So let's talk to them, make sure they're being safe. Mm-hmm. And that's all we can do.
Yeah. Great point.
And by the way, I like my first time having sex, which this sounds young, but was like the end of junior year. So I was like,
yeah.
Strict, 17 going on 18.
Yeah. Strict parents make sneaky kids. Coming from a sneaky kid, I would know. And that's just like what it is.
My friends in junior high were giving hand jobs and blow jobs.
Yes. That's all Mormon kids.
Yeah.
That was the one thing. Like, I thought, like, we could do whatever. Like, if it was 12 o'clock and I was in seventh grade, she'd be like, just go on side streets and be safe. I know very different now.
Yeah.
But we would do it. All my buddies were Mormon at the time, and they would be like, this is crazy, this is crazy. And then I would be like, we need to go home, like, my mom let us do this, I need to get back to be safe. And they're out there being the savages, not giving a shit, doing God knows what, hand jobs and all, durfing in the street.
What's durfing?
Having sex?
Dry humping.
Dry humping.
Let me durf you. Yeah.
Durfing. What? That's so funny.
Yeah, durfing in the gutters.
I've never heard that.
Kids. No.
Yeah,
see, I told you, we were given all the freedom in the world, but it was like, if you cross a line, like, your privilege is gone.
Yep. Which is why I think the freedom is what makes the responsible kids.
Yeah, and we felt safe. We could tell our parents.
Everything.
Like, I remember rolling in and talking about, like, blowjobs, and my dad would be like, I don't want to hear this. And I'm like, then you need to remove yourself from the room, because I'm telling mom.
That is so great.
And I'm sure my mom doesn't want to hear about it either.
Yeah.
But she's like, would I rather my kid feel safe enough to, like, talk to me about these things? Mm-hmm. Or would I rather have her out doing things that I don't necessarily want her doing?
Exactly. And if you talk to your parents about it, it's a lot different than, like, talking to your friend about it who might give you the wrong advice. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're the same age. You're talking to, like, a girlfriend and she's like, well, don't do this, do this. And it's most likely at 16, probably not the best advice.
You know
what I'm saying? Yeah.
Like, I had just given a blowjob for the first time to my high school sweetheart and I needed to tell my mom about it.
What'd you say?
Can I remove myself?
We won't go into the details.
Thank God.
Okay, we have one more question. There's a few on here, but I'm trying to pick one that might stump you.
It could be all of them.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't know shit about it.
Yeah, I was like one for three.
Okay, I'm not going to ask anything.
Although these are Lala questions.
Well, they are.
Yeah, and I feel like you're more familiar with, like, Lauren questions.
Okay. Yeah, but I could have got the bathrobe. I just didn't know that was the...
Yeah, because I've been living in that my whole life.
Yeah. This is a multiple choice. So, how did Lala come up with the name Ocean? A, after seeing the documentary Blackfish, she became obsessed with the ocean. B, she saw it on a yacht. Or C, she wanted a powerful name and there's nothing more powerful than the ocean.
The powerful name.
Wrongo.
You know what though?
That's no,
what
is that true?
Well, she's told me. She was I wanted to name her something that was powerful that couldn't be.
That's a hard one because
this is a trick question.
Literally all three of them. Yeah. It's like, I saw Blackfish and became obsessed with the ocean. Mm-hmm. Then I obviously wanted a powerful name. But I had never thought of ocean until I saw it on a yacht.
Yeah.
The Ocean Alexander. If it was in the Bahamas.
If ocean was a boy, would you have named
it? I didn't even know.
Yes, ocean no matter what.
Okay.
I didn't even know that you came up with that from Ocean Alexander. That was the first time.
A yacht.
I didn't even
know. A gorgeous yacht, by the way.
New info.
Yeah. I didn't even know.
Yeah,
that
walking through, we were, I don't think you were there. You weren't there. No. In the Bahamas.
Yeah.
I walked past this yacht. We were on a fabulous yacht too. But I was like, Ocean.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's such a good, it's
such
the
a
best
fucking
name.
Good name. So yes, really. All three. You win the game.
All right. I would.
You win the game.
You win.
She just lied about her answers.
Me?
Yeah.
No, actually, people on tour got all of them right.
Yeah, they got, there were some, there was one that was like tripping everyone up. Maybe it was the gray bathrobe.
It was. Everyone said sweatpants.
Yes, sweatpants.
So I gave it to him because that is true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I see in your robe every day.
Yeah. So. I guess it's not really an item of clothing, though.
No, she goes to bed in it.
No, I love the robes so much that I created my own bathrobe for Give Them Lala Skin. And they're so
exclusive.
Cozy.
Exclusive.
Yes. And they have a hood.
Throw one.
They're amazing. They launch, I think, in 2 weeks.
Do they?
Yep.
We're doing the photo shoot tomorrow with Christina and Katie, which will be lit.
Yeah.
All right, Easton, Jakey, thank you guys so much for being on my podcast. I know
you
need to catch a flight soon.
Yeah.
To you all, I love you so much. Thank you for listening to the Give Them Lala podcast, and I'm going to catch you next Wednesday.
Bye.
Welcome to Talkville, the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker, although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah, should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord, we get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.